There are very few spots that are more significant in the lore of mining in Oregon than Josephine Creek. The way miner Tom Kitcher tells it, it was here that a group of white settlers first discovered gold in the state.
Supposedly, they ran into some Indians somewhere in this area, and the Indians showed them a spot where they could find funny yellow metal.
That discovery helped trigger a gold rush in southern Oregon and the formation of the Waldo Mining District in the 1850s. Kitcher is the current president of the Waldo District, and for him, its history is his history.
We were the only government in this area, and the miners made their own rules. We could hang people. We could condemn your property so I could dump tailings in your living room. Nothing could get in the way of the mining in those days.
Kitcher's laugh is a bit rueful as he smokes a cigarette on the bridge overlooking still gold-rich Josephine Creek. For the past two decades, he's been fighting to keep his livelihood alive. Kitcher owns a suction dredge and spends his summers immersed in chilly rivers and streams, sucking holes to the bedrock to find gold. He contends that federal mining law gives him the right to mine his claims. John Melgren is with the Western Environmental Law Center.
The mining laws are all very old. You know, what a lot of miners are relying upon are laws from the 1800s, whereas our environmental laws are much more recent. And so theoretically, they're supposed to work in concert together, but there are some conflicts.
Like just how states are allowed to regulate mining, lawmakers in the Northwest are wading into that debate.
How do we go about balancing the values placed for taking my kids out and mine for gold versus taking my kids out and going fishing for fish that may be there?
That's a concern of fish ecologist Jeremiah Osborne Gowie. He says in the short term, suction dredge mining can hurt salmon and bull trout. It stirs up sediment and destabilizes the stream bed where fish lay their eggs. But beyond that, the science is very thin.
There haven't been many studies looking at cumulative long-term impact. Some of the mining interests may claim that there's nothing in the literature that shows that, and they are accurate. But that doesn't mean that there is not the potential for long-term cumulative impacts.
A study group convened last year by then-Governor John Kitzhaber's office took this thinking to heart. It recommended lawmakers take a precautionary approach, which meant further restricting suction dredge mining on private and public waterways. The study group's findings were supposed to lead to new legislation, but nothing materialized before Kitzhaber resigned. The only substantive bill before the legislature favors miners and was introduced by Republican Senator Brian Boquist.
You have one side up on the table and air it in public, and what we really want to do is get the other side up and see, you know, where is common ground.
But that other side may not come. Governor Kate Brown's office would not say if she planned to continue her predecessor's work on the issue. If she doesn't, and the legislature doesn't push through a new law this term, a five-year moratorium on suction dredge mining will go into effect. That could be devastating for miner Tom Kitcher.
Then basically everything I've worked for since I moved out here in the mid-1980s has been for nothing. My claims will be worthless because no one's going to buy mining claims that you can't mine on. Not only that, is I will be homeless because I live on a mining claim. And I can only live on a mining claim if I'm actively mining.
But Kitcher acknowledges that mining has always been a risky industry, rife with booms and busts. Now, he says, the risky part isn't locating the gold. It's whether you can get permission to stick your dredge in the water. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.